Symbols of the Confederacy have proven to be surprisingly malleable over the last 156 years or so. But after a young South Carolinian wrapped himself in the battle flag and tried to spark a race war by murdering 9 African-American churchgoers in Charleston, well, Confederate iconography rapidly began to disappear from the public sphere. Universities have removed statuary, cities pulling down monuments, renaming streets. Even the National Cathedral in Washington has taken down stained glass windows that once honored Confederate figures. Well, a church in Austin is now weighing a similar decision. That's where Denise Davis has attended church for years.
If I take my feelings out of it and I think about what the church is, you know, to stand for, what does it say when the first thing people see when they go into the church and they go up to the altar is Robert E. Lee?
As the Standard's Joy Diaz tells us, that Austin church is still struggling to answer Davis's question or offer what she'd consider to be a solution.
If you were to attend All Saints Episcopal Church in Austin, the church Denise Davis and her children called home for more than 15 years, you'd notice communion is a big part of the service. People walk up the altar, they kneel. Priests in green robes embroidered with intricate gold designs hand out wafers. The soft light of a fall morning comes through the stained glass windows and lights the images of strong Episcopalians of the past, among them General Robert E. Lee. Denise Davis no longer worships at All Saints. The window has bothered her for a long time, but last year she approached one of the leaders of All Saints, Madre Cynthia Caruso, with a letter
saying that she loved us, but she was going to have to leave the church because of this window, and particularly because she could not invite a friend to come worship with a slaveholder in the window above the altar.
That letter was the catalyst for a year-long series of dinner conversations where people in the congregation talked about what the stained glass window meant and represented to them.
All right, well, I'm going to bring you into the church and show you where it is.
Father Mike Adams leads All Saints.
This altar window, the three panels, is actually the entirety called the All Saints window. You can see the bottom center, it says, in loving memory of Robert Brown. His wife did this in his memory. And this window, I think, was put up in 1930.
Back then, the window went through a rigorous review process. Professors at the University of Texas looked at it, and it fit with the church's very traditional architecture that dates back to 1899. And so the window went up in the 1930s. At the time, the congregation was all white. Today, it's still mostly white, but it's surrounded by a very diverse community. The church sits in the middle of the University of Texas campus, and yet Denise Davis was one of only 3 Black people at All Saints. But she was not the only one offended by the window. Father Mike Adams has learned it is offensive to others, too.
You'd think people in the church could get that. Look behind the altar.
He's talking about a golden cross.
In first century, you know, Palestine, crucifixion was the horrific form of execution. You know, that now is a symbol of love.
In the same way the meaning of the cross has changed, Father Adams says Robert E. Lee is no longer a person. He has turned into a symbol.
And unfortunately, as Charlottesville may have pointed out rather poignantly, that symbol is now one that most folk in the church cannot condone, which is a symbol of hatred or racism, or God forbid worse, white supremacism or anything like that.
All Saints has decided the window must come down out of respect to others, but the congregation is painfully torn. Denise Davis has officially left the church. The church's only Black staff member tells me, window or no window, racism is in the heart. And how do you tear that down? All Saints has yet to decide when to tear down the window and what to replace it with. At the end of service, Father Mike Adams and Madre Cynthia Caruso march down the aisle on their way out the church. They hold a massive cross and sing a song of expectation. They sing, "Clear before us, through the darkness, gleams and burns the guiding light. Trusting God, we march together, stepping fearless through the night." I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.